Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to begin a new series of studies which we are going to entitle Why the Bible Was Written. Now, we have listed here 7 studies in this respect, and we will give them at the beginning of this series of studies that we might have some idea of where we're going. All right, number one, why was the Bible written? To reveal Christ. Number two, that we might believe on Christ. Number three, that we might know that we are saved. Number four, that we might know how to live the Christian life. Number five, that we may avoid the mistakes of others. Number six, that we may have hope. Number seven, that we might defeat Satan. Now, you can see why each of these are mentioned when we get to those particular studies, because they are in a logical sequence. First of all, we start out with Christ, to reveal Christ. And we're going to search in the Old Testament the prophecies and the types leading up to our Lord Jesus Christ. Many, many statements are made concerning the Old Testament. And we have in the Old Testament, we have the New Testament concealed, and in the New Testament, we have the Old Testament revealed. So we're going to talk about the Old Testament prophecies and types, and then we are going to answer them with the New Testament confirmation and application of those types in this study. Now, the prophecies of David, for instance, we are going to see how he was led to write as he did. In Psalm 45, verse 1, David was a prolific writer. He was a writer of the Psalms. I mean prolific in regard to writing the Psalms. Now, David says there in Psalm 45 and 1, and this is very, very important. He says, "My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer." And let me tell you, that ready writer was the Spirit of God. He used human instruments to write the Bible, but the Spirit of God is the author of the Bible. And when David says, "My heart is inditing a good matter, I speak of the things which I have made touching the king, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer." So we are going to consider, first of all, a prophecy of the Old Testament, and then we are going to verify it and confirm it with the New Testament. Here it is. In Psalm 40, verses 6 to 8, we read, "Sacrifice and offerings thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings hast thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart." Who is speaking these words? Now, David writes the Psalms. In that 40th Psalm, who is really speaking? It's Christ that is really speaking. And the New Testament tells us that in no uncertain terms. I think of the experience of the two after the resurrection of the Lord, after the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. I think I shall read that portion of Scripture, and I can't think of any lovelier portion of Scripture to show the contents of the Scripture. We read in verse 24, chapter 24, verse 13, "And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 60 furlongs. And they talked together of all the things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And their eyes were holden that they did not know him. Now he asked them, Why are you so sad? And they said, Are you a stranger in Jerusalem and have not heard what has happened there? How that Jesus of Nazareth, a prophet mighty in deed and word, and before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him? But we trusted that it had been he which had redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women, also of our company, made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, when they found not his body. They came, saying they had seen a vision of angels, which said he was alive. Now, remember, please, the Lord is that third person that has joined these two disciples. He's listening to their story. And then he says, down in verse 26, he says, well, verse 25, really, then said he unto them, the Lord is the speaker. He had joined them on the road to Emmaus, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto the things and unto them the things in the scripture concerning himself. And they listened, with rapt interest. And they later had to say, when they were going over this portion of scripture, or portion of the portions of scripture that the Lord brought before them, they said in verse 32 of that same chapter, they said one to another, the Lord went home with them. I think I should furnish this as an introduction to verse 32. The Lord was invited to their home. And when he was there, he did something very unusual. He took the bread and the wine and gave thanks and gave to them. And they knew, why, this has to be the Lord. And suddenly he disappeared from view. And then they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? They had heard Christ expound the things in the scriptures concerning himself. And they were thrilled. They had a heartburn. And I'll tell you, this kind of heartburn we all need. All right, now let's go on and think of other scriptures that might apply to these very same things that we're talking about. Now let's think of Peter's sermon on Acts chapter 2, verses 29 to 31. This is the day of Pentecost. Peter is preaching to the Jews what had happened in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and his ascension. And he says to them in verse 29, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn an oath unto him, that of the fruit of his loins according to the flesh he would raise up Christ, this is all recorded, incidentally, in 2 Samuel chapter 2, or chapter 7, rather. He would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption. Now, Peter uses the scripture to prove that the scripture was referring to Christ all the time. Now, we can go farther than this. In the matter of the New Testament confirmation of what happened during those wonderful, wonderful moments in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's read in chapter 8. I think this is precious. There is an Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise, go toward the south, and to the way that is goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. Behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, an Ethiopian prince, he was riding along in his chariot. And he had been to Jerusalem and bought a copy of Isaiah. And Philip was told by the Spirit, go join yourself to this chariot. Philip ran thither, and he heard him read from the prophet Isaiah. This Ethiopian reading, the Christian, or a man that would soon be a Christian, a prince, said to that Ethiopian prince, understandest thou what thou readest? And he says, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come and sit with him. Philip did, and he was reading. in the book of Isaiah. That was the roll that he bought there in chapter 53. And he reads about the wonderful things that are spoken of the Lord there. And he said, "Of whom speaks this?" And Philip opened at the same scriptures. We read it in verse 34. The eunuch answered Philip and said, "I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet? This, of himself or some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached to him Jesus. Think of that, if you will. He confirms the fact. Now in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 to 9, we would really not have any time to go into any authority here. The Apostle Paul confirms the 40th Psalm, of which we've read, to indeed apply to our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice when we read verse 5 of the 10th chapter of Hebrews, "Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared me. In burnt offering and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God." Above, when he said, "Sacrifice and offerings and burnt offering and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither had pleasure therein, which are offered by the law." Then said he, "Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." Well, he's quoting the 40th chapter of the 40th Psalm. Here, the Apostle Paul is making use of the 40th Psalm. Now, you see, we're proving our point. The Old Testament prophecies and types are confirmed by the New Testament. Now, the Apostle Paul, in the first chapter of Colossians, he defends his authority to speak as he did. Think of this man. The Apostle Paul, if you please, wrote 14 epistles in the 27 books in the New Testament. He wrote over half of the books in the New Testament. Now, actually, word by word, he didn't. But he is defending himself. Listen to what he says. "Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind in the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church. Wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me to fill up the word of God." I had this authority from God himself. Have we proven the point? The New Testament confirms the fact that the Old Testament refers to Christ. Our Father, we do pray that during this course of studies that we may see the mission and the majesty of our Lord Jesus Christ as revealed in the Scriptures. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.